Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael back here with Faith and Freedom Show. The number here is 888-248-2046. If you have any questions about the kind of crazy things I'm saying, challenges, disagreements, I love it. You got to realize some of the things I say are provocative to provoke your thought process. Know what you believe and why you believe it. That's something we do here. Again, engaging these issues, it's got to be substantive. It's going to be educational. This is not partisan banter. We're not mean to people. We're gracious to people when you call 888-248-2046. Is it true? Is the church immune? I saw something in my email. I should have opened that up. Somebody actually had a communication from an IRS agent talking about the church and actually came out and said that we don't bother those guys. They're not under our jurisdiction. Oh, my goodness. I love it when somebody else says what I've been saying a lot. Mark Staver, I guess his name is Mark Staver. He's a dean of Liberty University School of Law. He was talking to a couple of hundred pastors at a breakfast or lunch or something like that. And I was listening, and all of a sudden he started telling them, what can you say, pastors, without losing your tax exemption? Actually, you're not exempt. He says, well, I guess the way you'd want to look at it, you don't need permission to be exempt. You just are. Let's say you say something that would cause somebody to say, hey, you're acting very un-tax exempt. You say something from behind the pulpit. Well, the next day, guess what? You're tax exempt. You're the church. The word exempt is not completely accurate, but it was something that they could understand. Often people want to have church organizations. Well, are you willing to write here and say that you're tax exempt or your gifts are tax deductible? The IRS would come after you and if you do that, and if you have not submitted for 501c3 approval or something like that, or churches, I guess, I don't know what the rule is with churches if they say it's tax deductible. Because really, you don't have the authority to practice law. You don't have the authority to represent this. Those who are able to declare whether what you are is exempt or deductible, you're not authorized to practice law in the tax court, then you don't have the authority to say it. Now, if you submit to them a question, either, I guess this is a form to get on a 170C list or something like that, they can declare, oh, yes, these folks, we recognize that they are tax deductible, they are tax exempt. They don't declare whether you have become that. They merely observe and say, oh, we recognize it. We've seen that before. Yep, they're one of those. If you look on your tax form for deductions, it says, is it religious, educational? It lists the nature of the organization, the nature of the activity. You don't go get permission to do the right thing. You just do the right thing. There's a problem now. States are now, because of deception, now policing it and saying, hey, you've got to fill out this form. Give us your budget. You got to do all these things. Or we're going to put you in jail if you accept donations to what you're doing. Nah, well, I guess you'd have to just accept donations. And if they try to enforce it, you go to court and say, excuse me? When did they get the authority to license me to do the right thing? They haven't. There are some things, if you're in there raising money for commercial purposes, you actually make money off your fundraising, then absolutely, you need a license. You need to be regulated. You're part of the commercial society, absolutely. But if you literally are the church, that what is given you is indeed God's and not Caesar's, then just do it. It takes a bit of courage and it confuses people. I had a pastor ask me about our ministry, and he says, is it 501c3? And I said, no. And he was all shocked, thinking, wait a minute, why ask if you realize yes or no are the options when you ask a question? So that means no is an option. But he's just like confused. It's like, no, pastor, we don't get club money. We just do the ministry of the gospel. We haven't gotten somebody's permission. We haven't sent somebody $400 and a form to have them scrutinize us. That's for pagans. The church should scrutinize the church. Now, these are pretty radical statements. Let's go on another subject, just a little comic relief here. Union Forever. This is ABC News by Chris Good. something at C Good. He's got an actual link there. You can contact Chris Good. Send this out on your Facebook or your tweet or whatever you want. Call it the battle hymn of the online petitioners. Since President Obama's reelection, a wave of visitors have submitted petitions to whitehouse.gov. I went there just a few minutes ago to see what this is all about. Calling on the president to allow states to secede from the United States peacefully. It's amazing that this made news because I went to the website and there's really, it's kind of funny. There's just really not that many people. I'm surprised if they've really clicked onto that thing. He says, but this is what ABC says, Chris Good says, to sign, all visitors need to do is validate their email addresses. Petitions have now been submitted for every state except Vermont. A petition to allow Texas to secede has gained 101,000 online signatures, leading all the petitions. Well, 101,000 is pretty significant. Visitors can submit and sign petitions at We the People, a crowdsourcing site run by the White House, for it to solicit suggestions and questions about government policy. The White House promises to review and issue official comment in any petitions gaining more than 25,000 signatures. The White House has said it would comment on the secession petitions, but it hasn't done so yet. Here's one of the suggestions that has gained over 10,000 signatures. Strip the citizenship from everyone who signed a petition to secede and exile them. That's what you want to do. So there's a petition, 1/10 of Texas signatures, saying to exile anybody who says that we ought to secede or peacefully grant. Here's another one. Peacefully grant the city of Austin, Texas, to withdraw from the state of Texas and remain part of the United States. Hey, West Virginia did that a while back, 150 years ago, 160, whatever it was, 150. West Virginia, the counties of Virginia that were in the western portion, seceded from Virginia. See, it used to be a free country, except for slaves. That's the bad part. Oh, by the way, I liked that comment, just the radio show just before I came on. It was, if you read the commentaries of Sir William Blackstone, he says it's contemplated or not even considered in the land of England under the common law that even if you're a slave, it's such a, let's say, a society and an environment of freedom and principles of freedom that even should you be a slave, should you declare your freedom while you're on the land of England, you were free. In the Dred Scott case, he tried to declare himself free. He was in a free state, but somewhere the pandemic of dementia creeped in and somebody realized that, you know, so we had this little battle, the Dred Scott case, which was really horrific. It was really, yeah, it cited the Constitution, but the problem in there's a law higher than the Constitution. Taney just went to the Constitution and that was his authority, forgetting that there was both revealed law and natural law, and those rights retained to the people. Keep the United States united. The United States of America was founded on principles of democracy and cooperation. We have gone through over two centuries of triumph and turmoil, but more importantly, we have done so as a united country. And I'll tell you what, we've done it pretty friendly, too. I mean, except we had a little civil war where we had hundreds of thousands of people killing each other. But other than that, we've done it fairly nicely, and we're getting along. Times have been tough for all of us. Some states are frustrated to the point of petitioning for secession, but now is not the time to be divided. Their actions can only harm our country. Well, I don't know. Sometimes when you're starting to do some things that are really obnoxious, you got to veto by one way or the other, don't you? The best way to help the American people is not through bipartisan bickering. Oh, that's right. We should have both parties just thinking the same way. Or the general lack of cooperation that runs rampant in our country. Okay, the best and only way to help the American people is by continuing to be one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Well, yeah, that would be good. We, the undersigned, implore the administration to do everything in its power to keep our nation united. Ooh, even strong police powers, that implies. So there's a whole lot of things on this website. I'm going to go to it. It says, We the People, your voice in our government. This is the White House website. It's petitions.whitehouse.gov. Petitions, actually, it says petitions.whitehouse.gov/petitions. And they have a number of them here. Peacefully grant the city of Atlanta to withdraw from the state of Georgia and remain part of the United States. 220 signatures there. Legally recognize Westboro Baptist Group as a hate group. 2,500 signatures. Let Maryland withdraw from the United States peacefully. 1,300 signatures. So there's, now they said that there's only, I guess, one state that somebody hasn't submitted this petition. It was kind of interesting. And I'm a little bit shocked that here's all these states. Connecticut, 1,100 signatures. Maryland, 1,300. Alaska, 1,600. But now that it's gained public attention, I mean, this is kind of crazy. If you're going to put it in the national news, ABC News is reporting this. I wonder if the petition signatures are going to go up. So there's a question. How would you like it? Would you like it? See, would you even like the opportunity to have Tennessee secede? Tennessee would do pretty good. I know people in Tennessee that don't have to pay the gas company for gas. You know why? They got a pipe in their yard that they plugged into, and they've got natural gas coming through, and it heats their house. It runs generators, does all kinds of great stuff. So Tennessee could fare pretty well. Might even be able to, I don't know what you do with that Tennessee Valley Authority. That might get a little bit crazy there. Maybe everybody else would get along fine and Tennessee would have a civil war. We don't know. But what would you like to be able to do? If you think that Tennessee ought to be Tennessee? I was reading something today about the history. Got an email. Emails are pretty good. Explaining and actually connecting the dots of what the Supreme Court said about the various states and that they were individual countries prior to the Civil War. And that the courts have said that it is a union of conquest, that it was actually a war between separate countries, a war between warring states, sort of like the Allied and the Axis powers. War against joined states in treaty, in partnership, states against states. It was actually a war against state. It wasn't a rebellion. It was those exercising secession powers in accordance with that which was at least implied if you're retaining Republican government. So, I don't know. And I don't know. What do you want to do? Just talking about the facts. Sounds a little bit crazy, but that's what I'm trying to do, be a little bit provocative. What do you think? Would you like at least Tennessee to have the option to do its own thing? You got countries all over the world that the United States used its military power to give the people the opportunity to take control of their own government from some oppressor. Something to think about. Yes, that was just for the sake of irritating minds, a little bit of distraction, a little bit in-flight entertainment while our plane might or might not be in a nosedive. The point that I made today was the church is indeed ought to be autonomous and ought to exercise its prerogatives by faith with courage. And when something outside the jurisdiction of the church doesn't like it, stand. Take a stand. David Allen Carmichael, Preservative Talk Radio. You can find out more about me at PreservativeTalkRadio.com. Stay tuned to this Liberty Works Radio Network, Copperhead Radio, and all the fun stuff that we do here.